Obscura is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com. to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Listener, summer nights are heating up, and if your mattress is trapping heat, it might be time for a change. Avocado Green Mattresses use breathable, organic materials that sleep cooler naturally. All avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton. Breathable materials that sleep cooler and are free from harmful chemicals, destined to provide exceptional comfort and support with options ranging from gentle firm to plush, meeting diverse sleep needs and preferences. Take our mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right for you, and it promotes better sleep through breathable, naturally temperature regulating materials, which can improve overall well-being. No harmful chemicals, just healthy materials for a cleaner, safer sleep. Avocado is committed to sustainability. Every avocado mattress is made from eco-friendly materials and built to last. High quality means fewer replacements, better for the planet and your wallet. And avocado mattresses are ethical and transparent. From sourcing to production, Avocado holds itself to the highest sustainability and safety standards. Certified organic and always honest. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and check out their mattress and bedding sale. Avocado, dream of better. We are all creatures of habit and routine. We gravitate towards patterns and decisions that we can rinse and repeat. We like to keep ourselves within the colorful outlines drawn around our lives. Boundaries either we've defined for ourselves or someone has defined for us. What grabs attention, what makes us stop, look around, and question, is that moment when the lines are crossed? A regular routine is broken, or a schedule, always adhered to, is left silent and wanting. That's when the red flags go up, and a spotlight swings around, highlighting one area. Suddenly, all eyes are in that same direction, and they don't always like what they see. Most of the time, there are innocent and simple answers to unexpected events. But there are those occasions when the answers aren't straightforward or forthcoming. When that happens, it's almost always because of human intervention. And that only means one thing. It means that when the answers do come, they are covered in blood, in anguish, and in tragedy.
You can see that there's trauma here. It looks like the tip of her pinky has been traumatically amputated. In my opinion, it could have been a hammer. It could have been something that may not be that sharp. Maybe a dull knife or a pair of scissors or even a flathead screwdriver.
And the piece of the pinky that's missing, what is going to happen to it over a period of several days?
It will, if it's left at room temperature without fluid, it dries up and shrinks. Just like if you drop a little piece of chicken on your floor, you find it a month later and you can barely recognize it.
Listener, the story I'm about to tell you is about greed, power, and control exerted in the coldest way imaginable. On a normal day in July 2015 in Escambia County, Florida, three members of the same family got up in the morning and set about their daily routine. They didn't know the brutality that was going to be rained on them, snatching away their lives before the day was done. Their killer crept around them silent and deadly. Yet, they did so in plain sight, with chilling confidence and indifference. There were multiple lives ferociously and savagely taken inside the walls of the one place they should have been safe and protected. The acts of this killer were ruthless and calculated, pre-planned. It would be, however, his own arrogance, his own schedules and behavior patterns that ultimately would be his downfall. All right, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
It was 100 degrees outside in the Pensacola sun in Florida as Hal McCord arrived at 4605 Deerfield Drive on Friday, July 31st, 2015. Hal was a supervisor at the Department of Homeland Security. One of the most dependable staff members had not turned up for work for the last 2 days at the Naval Air Station where they were based. Richard Thomas Smith was 49 years old, 6'5", and a computer specialist in the department. Known as RT, he was a well-built guy with a personality respected and loved amongst his colleagues. He should have been in the office on Thursday and Friday, but he hadn't arrived for either shift. Phone calls went unanswered. Text messages had no read receipt. Hal had never been out to Richard's home before, but that day, he knew he had to see what was going on. Richard had lived at Deerfield Drive for 27 years. He lived with his 78-year-old mother, Von Seal Smith, and his brother, John Smith, who was just 2 years younger than him. The three were a close-knit family, and Richard was the one who took care of everything and made sure that they had what they needed. The one-story modern red brick home with white shutters at the windows sat parallel to the road in a quiet neighborhood. It was a circular route, with one way in and one way out, lined with mature trees decorating the homes spread out across the land. Each house had spacious yards and lots of space in between them. It looked like a well-kept and pleasant area to live in. Hal arrived on that Friday morning, just after 9 a.m. He parked up next to the two cars parked outside the side door of the house. The white SUV minivan he recognized as Richard's. Hal knocked on the door and waited for someone to answer. 3 miles away, in a small wooden house on Klondike Road, 58-year-old Donald Hartung was in bed asleep. He lived alone with just his dog, a small boxer called Xena. Donald had a 35-year-old son, Donald Wayne Hartung Jr., who lived in Virginia. He had separated from his wife when Donald Jr. was a teenager. The relationship between father and son was strained. They didn't talk often and hadn't seen each other in person since Donald Jr. was around 17 years old. Donald Sr. worked as a security guard at the Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, about 25 minutes away from his home by car. He didn't start his shifts until 3 p.m. and used the mornings to catch up on his sleep. Donald was Von Seal Smith's eldest son and half-brother to Richard and John. As he slept that morning, he had no idea Hal was outside his family's home, still not able to get an answer from any of his family members. Back at Deerfield Drive, Hal went and spoke with the neighbors, trying to establish where his employee might be. No one knew anything. Hal called 911 and requested deputies attend the address for a welfare check. Something was very wrong. Deputy Andrew Smith of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office got notified of the call. He made his way to the house and arrived at 9:53 a.m. A few minutes later, Deputy Darrell Singleton and Sergeant Nee Smith also arrived at the residence. Hal gave Deputy Smith the family contact details he had on his work files for Richard. Aside from his mom and brother, the only other family member locally was Donald Hartung. Deputy Smith went back to his cruiser and used the in-car computer to look up Donald's details and his address. Before he could enter this property to check inside, he needed permission from a family member. He also wanted to know if Donald had a key for his family's house, so they could open the door. Deputy Smith drove to Donald's house and woke him up. Donald told him he had last seen his family on Tuesday of that week. He always went over on Tuesdays to cook them a dinner. He said he didn't see Richard that week. Richard often worked late at the naval base, and Donald had most of the time left before he came home. He left Richard's dinner in the oven for him. Donald told the deputy he didn't understand why there was no answer at the door. He had never needed a key to the house as his mother was always home. She should be there. Donald got dressed and followed the deputy to his mom's house in his own vehicle. After trying to call his mom at the deputy's request and getting no answer, Donald signed the form giving written permission for officers to enter the house. Deputy Smith called EMS and the fire service to help them gain entry without breaking down the door. EMS used a credit card to shimmy the lock on the back door to the property.
So as we walk in the back door, I immediately smelled a very foul odor, similar to a dead body. We walked in, we ended up going towards the right of the residence, which was through like the living room and the kitchen and down the hallway. I know I saw a small white dog and there was like dog feces on the ground. And so we went down the hallway, we still weren't sure if there was maybe someone actually in the residence, and we smelled an overwhelming smell of a dead body, but we wanted to go back and check the other side of the residence first just to make sure there wasn't anyone over there. Back to where we initially made entrance, and to the left, there was a laundry room with a door that was closed. As I opened the door, I immediately saw blood spatter on some cardboard boxes that were sitting up on a bed. And then on the floor directly in front of me, there was like a large mass of like clothing and blankets. So due to the blood spatter, I put on some gloves and then I started to peel back the clothing and the blankets. And as I started to peel it back, I saw a large shoe. It looked on to be on like a white man's body. I touched the ankle, it was cold. Then there was another large mass to my right. It was like on like a love seat. So I did the same. I started peeling the clothing back and the blankets. It was a bare white foot. It also appeared to be a male. I touched it, it was cold, and there was a lividity present. Due to the previous smell that we had encountered in the hallway, we went back to the other end of the residence. Went down the hallway, there was another bedroom door that was closed. So we opened up that door, and there was a huge mound of clothing and blankets on the floor of that bedroom. I did the same thing. I started just slowly peeling back a little bit. I saw it appeared to be like an elderly female's hand. It was a white female. Touched it, it was cold. There was some lividity in the fingers. And so I pronounced her at approximately 11:17. We back out of the residence. My supervisor, I believe, had already contacted investigations and crime scene. Okay. So they were already on the way, and we just backed out of the residence and waited for them to arrive.
Three bodies had been found inside the house on Deerfield Drive. Three bodies that were in all probability Von Seal, Richard, and John Smith. Blood spatter was evident, and all three victims had been covered up with numerous items of clothing, blankets, and rugs before the killer left their home. Inside a bedroom believed to be Richard's was a safe with its door left open. Multiple envelopes were inside, containing different sums of money, totaling $13,651.
All right, this is a bizarre story out of Florida. Three people are found brutally murdered in their homes, but here's where it gets strange. Police say the killing may be connected to witchcraft and has something to do with a rare blue moon. 48 Hours CrimeCenter reporter Julia Dahl is here with me to talk about this. Thanks for being here, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
So fill us in on this case.
Right. So on Friday, police in Pensacola, Florida, found the bodies of three people, a 77-year-old woman and her two grown sons, inside their home. All three had suffered blunt force trauma and had their throats slit, and one of the sons had been shot in the head. The sheriff on Tuesday said that he thinks that one of the murder weapons was a claw hammer, and that each victim suffered multiple blows. He also said that he believes the family was actually killed 3 days earlier on Tuesday, and that both sons were tall men who would have been very physically intimidating, but that there was no sign of forced entry. But what's got everybody talking about this is that yesterday at a press conference, the sheriff said that they were investigating the possibility that these killings were ritualistic in nature and might have been connected to Friday's blue moon.
Initial research has led us to believe that there's a potential that it was a ritualistic killing. Our person of interest has some ties to a faith and or religion that is indicative of that. It's witchcraft. I'll say that right now.
Listener, did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code Obscura. Forget one-size-fit-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's mind magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listener, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Obscura. So head to Mood.com. Find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Obscura when you check out to save 20% off on your first order. Listener, there seems to be fees everywhere these days, on anything from concert tickets to cleaning fees. They're everywhere and they hurt the most when you're down. That's why Chime offers fee-free banking, which means no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, and no minimum balance fees. Sign up today at chime.com/obscura. Now, when I first moved back to Florida, I was desperately scrambling for a new bank, but so many of them had built-in fees. It took me a long time to find one that sat right with me. Fees can be a hurdle to getting ahead or saving up. With Chime, there's no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, no minimum balance requirements. Banking shouldn't cost you money. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News and World Report 2023. Chime checking account required.
Von Seal Smith liked to be known as Bonnie. At almost 80 years old, she spent her days in her favorite recliner in the living room at Deerfield Drive, watching TV and ordering from QVC. The home was cluttered and full of boxes, trinkets, and clothes hanging on rails. Bonnie didn't have many clothes as a child, she had once told Donald. There was always a steady stream of packages arriving at the house from her QVC purchases. Von Seal was a kind and loving woman. Her nieces called her their favorite auntie. As she got older, she had become frailer. In 2012, her husband of 47 years, Richard Smith Sr., had died after suffering from Parkinson's. RT had provided care for his father. Now he cared for his mother, making sure she was looked after and safe. She had recently fallen after standing up from a recliner and was bruised but otherwise uninjured. Richard installed some security cameras inside the house so he could check in on her using his cell phone while he was at work. Richard was a loving son who gave up much of his time to care for his mom and make sure his younger brother John was okay. John Smith was 47 years old, and he worked at the Walmart Supercenter on Mobile Highway at Pensacola. He had been there almost 25 years, getting the post right after the store had first opened. He collected carts and helped with keeping the shelves stocked. John was shy and quiet, but had a smile and a friendly word for everyone. Sometimes described as special needs, John hadn't developed as quickly as his older brother, and both Richard and Von Seal were protective of him. His colleagues were very fond of him, as were many of his customers. John didn't drive himself. Von Seal was worried he might have an accident. Richard got up extra early to drive John to work and made sure he was there to pick him up after work too. Donald Hartung was a son of Von Seal, had given birth to when she was just 18 years old. His father had left only weeks into his life, and Von Seal had raised him on her own. And when she met and married Richard and John's father while Donald was still quite young, he came to look at Richard Smith Sr. as his father. Standing outside on the driveway, awaiting news, he could only watch as a deputy exited the house and slowly made his way towards him. Deputy Smith informed him three bodies had been found inside. In the sweltering Florida heat, the deputy offered to let Donald sit in the air-conditioned cruiser. His car, a 1978 Lincoln Town Car, didn't have that option. As crime scene technicians and detectives began arriving on the scene not long after 11:30 a.m., one thing was very clear. These deaths were not natural. Dead bodies can't cover up themselves. What had happened inside that quiet home was vicious, multiple murder. Now, the hunt was on to find their killer. Within an hour of the bodies being found, robbery homicide investigator Matt Infinger for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office had asked to speak with Donald. He was the only family member in the local area, and detectives were keen to gain any information that they could about his family, their last moments, and who might want to kill them. This was a loving family who lived a simple and honest life. Why anyone would enter their home and take their lives was a question that investigators were struggling with. As he interviewed Donald, he started to get an uneasy feeling about him. A curious man with a serious gaze. There was something about him in that interview room that didn't quite add up.
Your folks, your family around you, because I know we're safe. I know we probably have a team.
It looks like they were killed.
Mm-hmm. How was the team?
It looks like they were shot.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Well, it looked like they were shot. It's hard to tell because there was a lot of clothes on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks like somebody knew him when we were there.
Is there anybody?
Were they having problems with anybody? Was John having problems with anybody or her team?
Probably so. Not that I know.
So something didn't happen when you were there Tuesday night and you killed him?
No. Nothing happened.
You sure?
Yes.
If something happened, I would probably tell them.
I would not tell my mother and my brother. Yeah. Why would I do something like that?
I don't know. So the last time you were there, I was Tuesday.
Always on Tuesday.
Why would somebody go in there and show your mom and your two brothers put clothes over them like that?
I don't know.
To do something like that would have known or would have been found because they didn't want to see him after they were dead and put stuff on them. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense to me, but well, not all of them found what we got.
I'm not seeing
it.
Well, I'm
myself here.
Was just sitting there watching TV. Somebody was shot while he was sitting in his chair. And then your mother sitting in her chair. Somebody shot her while she was watching TV. And everybody to her bedroom. Oh my God. And then, well, this is what I'm thinking. Everybody's still there. Then RT comes home, sees John in there, and he shot him in that bedroom where John was watching TV.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I didn't kill my family. I don't know how it happened. I don't know nothing about it. All I know is y'all come and got me to the phone. I went over there and now you tell me that they've all been shot.
It's a little hard for me to believe because your mother's pretty much the only family you got.
Yes.
And you showed no emotion the whole time you've been in here. And you know that they could do. I mean, it's like you almost prepared yourself for this. You had days to prepare yourself for this.
I'll show that to you when the time's right.
You mean you're going to come in here and tell me you got three people dead in a house?
Yes.
You're going to come in here. You were the last one to see them. You didn't kill them, and you're sitting there, and I told you that your mom was shot and drugged to her bedroom, and you're going to sit here and not show any emotion whatsoever?
I've got emotion, sir.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Now, you killed these people. You killed your family.
No.
Why?
I did not kill them.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
How can you sit there and have no remorse about what's happened? So now we know.
So right now, I'm kind of feeling like I'm being accused of something here that
I am refusing you to do it. I think you did.
I did not do it.
But if somebody, if I'm sitting where you are, and somebody is talking to me and saying you killed your mom and your brothers, I told you to fuck off. I'd be mad as fuck.
Well, I know.
And you're sitting out there and you haven't shed one tear, hadn't said nothing, hadn't got mad, shown no emotion about none of this. And you expect me to sit here and believe you didn't kill those people?
I sure did.
The response a person has when they discover their family has been murdered does not fit a standard template. We all handle tragedy differently. But a seasoned detective has a nose for reaction that is out of place, and Donald Hartung was setting off alarm bells. He was setting them ringing. After the interview ended, Donald returned to his home on Klondike Avenue while investigations into his family's murder continued. Whether he knew it or not, police were taking a much closer look at who he was and what he did with his life. They applied for a search warrant for his home and his car.
Authorities in Pensacola, Florida are investigating the brutal killings of three people found dead in a home. The bodies of 77-year-old Von Seal Smith and her two adult sons, Richard and John Smith, were discovered on Friday. Sheriff David Morgan says a person of interest has been identified, and authorities believe they've pinpointed the motive.
Initial research has led us to believe that there's a potential that it was a ritualistic killing. The method of the murder, blunt force trauma, slit throats, positions of bodies, and then our person of interest has some ties to a faith and or religion that is indicative of that.
Morgan points out there was no sign of robbery. Investigators believe the three were killed on July 28th. Morgan says if it was a ritualistic killing, timing appears to be a factor.
The time of death, we believe, on Tuesday also coincides with what's referred to as a blue moon, which occurs every 3 years. It's witchcraft, I'll say that right now.
One of the victims was employed by the Department of Homeland Security. He worked at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola. However, investigators have determined that the killings have no connection to national security.
And that's it for this episode. This is the first part. Please, as always, don't look up spoilers for this episode. This one is for all the listeners that don't particularly love the heavy source audio episodes, and they want some stronger scripts. this is for you. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.